It's just before 8 a.m. on Friday morning. Joyce Niven and Assemblymember Paul Kelly stand at the entrance of Juneau City Clerk's office. The two had a little friendly competition over who would be the first one to file to run for candidacy in this year's local election when the doors opened.
I got outside the door at 7:34.
How did you get here?
I got here about 7:50. She beat me.
In this fall's municipal election, there are five open seats, three on the assembly and two on the school board. There is no mayoral election this year. All of the open seats can be filled by anyone who is qualified to vote in Juneau and has been a resident for at least 1 year. Residents can file to run until July 27th at 4:30 p.m. Kelly announced he was running for re-election for his second term earlier this spring. On Friday morning, while waiting at the clerk's office, he says he wants to continue his work on priorities like housing, homelessness, and education. But he says he has new priorities, too.
The flood has become front and center. I also want to really focus on our waste stream. Our landfill is going to be expiring soon. We need to figure out exactly what we're going to do with that.
Niven says she's running for Assemblymember Christine Wall's open District 2 seat. Both Wall and area-wide Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandies said they weren't running for re-election. This is Niven's first time running for local office. She's lived in Juneau for close to 35 years. Last year, she retired after more than 25 years with the Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority. She currently serves on the Juneau Housing First Collaborative Board and was a member of the city's short-term rental task force. Niven says she shares similar priorities to Kelly.
I want to run for assembly because I care about Juneau, and I want to help make its future better for the young people and increase our quality of life so that people want to stay here and live here.
Along with the assembly seats, there are two school board seats open this election. Those seats are currently filled by Brittany Choney Haywood and David Noon. Both told KTOO they plan to run again. Juneau City Clerk Brecken Hendricks is busy on Friday stamping the candidates' paperwork. She encourages any other interested candidates to file sooner rather than later.
I'm really excited for this year. We have a couple seats up on the ballot, and we have a few candidates that we're aware of that are filing, so excited to meet the candidates and to get them on our ballot.
Two citizen initiatives will also be on the ballot this fall. Voters will be asked whether to raise the city's cap on the local property tax rate and add a new seasonal sales tax for the city's recreational facilities. Ballots will be mailed to registered voters beginning on September 18th and must be postmarked or returned by Tuesday, October 6th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.